Hello, my name is James Bryden and welcome to my Food for Thought podcast series. I'm with Ken Street today, who is a specialist in spirulina. Ken is a former agricultural scientist, has worked on some fairly decent projects around the world in his past and has had some fairly negative experiences with large corporations. And so we'd like to find out the sort of problems that Ken had and also what he did about them. So welcome, Ken.
Yeah, James. So, I'm an agricultural scientist and as you mentioned, I'm working with spirulina. Spirulina is this amazing health food, most nutrient-dense food on the planet. And so I'm selling that so people can grow their own, and basically grow their own multivitamins.
Okay. So we're here to really dig in a little bit on your experiences, in terms of a change you had to make in your life. And can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I had what would probably be a lot of people would describe as a perfect job, apart from the corporate culture, as I'll articulate. But yeah, so I was traveling into really interesting parts of the world and doing a job that had meaning for me, that was useful to humankind. Just exploring, discovering and working with a pretty good team of people. But the problem was our unit was embedded in an organisation that could only be described as toxic, top-down, autocratic, really, really, that their personnel management was almost non-existent. Our workloads were insane. Nothing was clear.
So it was doing your head in.
it was doing a lot of people's heads in. So it slowly created this really toxic environment. And at the end of the day, despite how good the job was, this toxic environment started to hurt people around me and was hurting me, my mental health. So.
Yeah. And it wasn't something you could change within the organisation, was it?
Yeah, I've always believed that if you work for an organisation, you have to contribute to its health and well-being, and I did as much as I could. But it wasn't really going to make a difference in that particular environment.
Okay. So it was fundamental, from what I'm understanding, there was a fundamental difference in your values versus the organisations.
And that value is people should be respected, should be treated with respect and dignity and be valued.
So you left.
Yeah, so it got to, there was a couple of things that happened that I just couldn't stand by and it didn't happen to me personally, but it happened to people I really care about, and it was like the final straw. And so it came down to, do I stay in this job that's actually a nice job, the work was, or do I stay in a place where the organisational values are just contrary to my own and right. causing a kind of conflict.
Okay. So you're pretty clear on what your values are.
Yeah.
And I guess you had to find a way to change the world in your own way rather than doing it within an organisation.
So basically I left but leaving has consequences. I came back to Australia and sort of hit rock bottom and had to really question what I was going to do. But at the end of it, I've come up with a company that I really believe can make a difference and so I retain my values and have a very interesting journey in the meantime.
Right, so in terms of jobs, all that glitters isn't gold.
Certainly not. Certainly.
But you certainly, I get the impression that you're much more comfortable within yourself about who you are and what you're about.
Definitely. Of course, leaving a job is scary, but when you have time to reflect and move in the directions that are congruent with your values, I think, you come back to a place of strength.
Now, what we're not saying here is to anybody listening is if you're not happy, just leave your job. You do need to put some planning in, and we're not advocating for one second that you commit, career suicide. Yeah. You need to plan these things. So, so what would your advice be in that regard?
I'd say get really clear on your values and get clear about is the organisation where you spend 8 hours a day or more, is it congruent with those values? If not, then start questioning it.
Okay. Well, I see you're on the right track here, Ken, and I do appreciate your time today. So thank you. And if anybody wants to know more about Ken's business, then look in the show notes and the link to his website will be there along with his contact details.
So, great, James.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.